ओम शांति। हम स्वयं को अब बाबा के मिलन के अनुभव में भी ले चलेंगे और कुछ बहुत अच्छी बातें आज अपने जीवन में यहाँ से साथ लेकर भी जाएंगे। इस सीजन का बाबा से मिलन का ये आखिरी अवसर, लेकिन मिलन तो रोज और हर घड़ी हो सकता है। हमें वो कला सीखनी है। सभी एक सुंदर बात सीख लें जीवन में, जितने महान विचार मन में होंगे उतना ही सुंदर अनुभव होगा। एक विचार के साथ आज हम शुरू कर रहे हैं। बैठ जाओ मेरे सामने, शांति कर दो। सब सिक्योरिटी वाले बैठे हैं, सब बैठ।
ओम शांति।
हाँ, सिक्योरिटी वाले सुन ले जरा, इन्हें सुना दो, सुना दो। मेरे आगे शांत हो जाए, इधर उधर। सुंदर विचार।
ओम शांति।
विचार,
ब्यूटीफुल थॉट।
उत्साह और योग अभ्यास में सदा ही रखने हैं।
We have to keep such beautiful thoughts while doing yoga practice. We are so fortunate that we have got the company of God. Have beautiful thoughts in your mind. We have to increase this fortunate. The more we remain with Him, our fortunate will shine, continue to shine. As soon as we get up early in the morning, we should have a meeting with God. In the world, there are many those who get up very late. Their star of fortunate will not shine. While getting up, you smile, and when you go to bed, that time also you smile, then your fortune will also smile. Today, Baba from up above, the Sun of Knowledge, He is showering His rays on us. Let us do the very first practice. Rays of Sun of Knowledge are falling on me.
ऊपर से जैसे कि शक्तियों की वर्षा,
इट इज एज टू फ्रॉम अप अबाउ रेन अप पावर्स इज हैपनिंग। इट इज द पावर्स आर रेनिंग। Rain of powers. Om Shanti.
इस अभ्यास को चलते फिरते भी बढ़ाना है।
We have to increase this practice while moving along. It is very simple. Together with thoughts, we have to create a vision from up above. Rain of powers of Baba is there. let us take a very beautiful topic, and everyone should see themselves very clearly, very properly, and change. And the topic is, make every house the temple, and consider yourself as a deity of that temple. Are you ready? If you are ready, please raise your hands. No need to clap your hands, you just raise your hands. No clapping, no clapping. In order to make yourself great, all of us know it is through our stage Baba's service increases. Our purity attracts the souls of deity clan. It brings them closer to Baba. Our good wishes, pure feelings becomes a canopy for others. Everyone should have in attention their self-respect. Our pure feelings benefit the world. Everyone has to make their houses, homes, temple. While being in this world, we can see the situations, circumstances are becoming delicate, mental illnesses are increasing day by day. Together with increase in number of hospitals and doctors, number of sicknesses, illnesses are also increasing. We have to see both times. We are not only talking about the bad times. We have to consider the time when there will be cheers of victory. There will be the cheers of victory of Baba's children, Baba's task. First, there will be the cheers of victory of deities, the beloved deities, 108 deities. Excuse me. As soon as there will be the revelation of Baba, the play will be over. The game is over. So we have to remain free from the influence of the Iron Age. And we have to maintain the awareness that we are deities and have a beautiful feeling that our houses, the atmosphere become, atmosphere of houses become peaceful. Our subconscious mind, the people coming with the subconscious mind, very peaceless and restless, and as soon as they come out in contact of us or our houses, their subconscious mind becomes peaceful. In order to make every house temple, few points should be noted. You have to make your stage very beautiful. Thoughts should be great, words should be great, and relationships also should be great. The bitterness in relationship is causing a lot of problem in the world, because this bitterness in relationships is creating the mental torture. But it is not, there is need to become the friends of each other. I'm talking about the houses. Husband and wife should become each other's friend. Remember, through our behavior, through our words, if our words, our thoughts are causing hurt to others, so those thoughts will come back to us quickly. In order to make our home, house, temple, there is one more thing. Many have experienced that in this world, everywhere there is bad energy. Millions of souls have been wandering after Corona, and that bad effect is spreading everywhere in the world. So in your home, at least for 5 times, you have to invoke Baba. Make this practice firm. Yes, mother should do this practice. Many mothers are sitting here in this gathering. To make the atmosphere of your home, your house powerful, invoke Baba 5 times. It takes only 2-3 minutes. You don't have to miss this practice. Everyone invoke Baba in your houses, and for the moment you feel that you are at home, you are the great soul of this house, this home. You are the great deity. You are a charitable soul and very great soul, deity soul, soul of deity claim. My house is Baba's temple. My house is peace house. From my house, everyone will receive the path to live a life. From here, everyone will receive the peace and happiness. Take your intellect to supreme abode and see and stabilize your intellect on Sun of Knowledge. See the Sun of Knowledge very clearly. His brightness is spreading far and wide. His aura is very, very bright. Invoke him. O Son of Knowledge, Shiv Baba, O friend of my mind, please leave your supreme abode and come to this your home and see up above Sun of Knowledge entering into the body of Brahma, spreading his brightness everywhere, is coming down. Mm-hmm. And now he has reached my home. Bab Dada is here in my home. His bright rays spread in the whole atmosphere of the home. He is giving me drishti.
Baba ka haath pakad kar pure ghar mein ghuma denge.
Catching hold of Baba's hand, make him toward the entire home, entire house. Baba has now kept his hand over my head. And while giving drishti, he went back to his abode. Om Shanti. You will have a beautiful experience with this practice. Baba's energy, his vibration will spread in your house, in your home. If there is any bad energy, so any bad energy or any wandering soul cannot enter your house. Together with this, When you have the aim of invoking Baba 5 times a day, thereafter, I am master, son of knowledge, with self-respect, sit in our home and feel that from my each and every part, the rays are spreading everywhere in this house. Only for 2 minutes have this practice, colorful rays of powers from my forehead, from my each and every part are spreading, and also raise your hand in a posture of giving blessings and think that from my hand rays are emerging out and are spreading in my entire home. And charge your house, your home with spiritual energy. You have to do this practice every day and you can see its miracle. Do not allow your mind to move fast. And because of, so when the speed of the mind increases, the mental illnesses also increase, and therefore always have with yourself 5 self-respects, 85 self-respect, and practice those self-respects for a week or 8 days. Take 2 self-respect, practice for a week or 8 days, and afterwards you change the self-respect, and again practice. With this practice, your house will become free from very many obstacles. You have to make your relationship sweet. In front of Baba, you should have this, create this beautiful thought that we have to make our relationships sweet. we have to bow down, we have to accommodate, we have to see others with high reason. Those who bow down, they are the great. With humbleness, being egoless, while being in the house, pay attention that there should not be debate, there should not be conflict. For small trivial things, no need to destroy your alaukik powers. Be sensible. There is no importance of the things, but there is importance of our stage. Yesterday, few people came to me, and a brother came, and that brother was having the concern. They keep the things here and there. I have told them many a times. So it is very small, trivial thing, but for that small thing, they make the atmosphere of the home very heavy. Check whether we are making the atmosphere of the house with a small or a little thing, trivial thing. So pay attention to make the atmosphere of the house should the very light, full of the happiness. Remember, the house where there is happiness everywhere, there no obstacles will come, no wandering souls will come, there will be no lack or shortage of money. And therefore, increasing happiness is essential. Those people who see their happiness not in themselves but in others, those who see the seek for the happiness in the facilities, in other people's, happiness goes away from their life. Happiness should come through the Baba's knowledge, through our stage. Happiness is our decoration. It is our purity. For this happiness, we should not see others. Or when this person will behave in such a way, then only I will be happy. This person should accept my thing, then my happiness will increase. We should not have such thoughts because the game is about to finish. So while remembering the points of knowledge, the very beautiful points of Baba's knowledge, we listen to Baba's knowledge that we are getting decorated through Baba's knowledge. 2 days back only, it was the point in the Murli. What a beautiful thing. Who is your mother and father? Who are your mother and father? Whom do you belong? The Brahma itself is your mother, and God Himself is your father. The mother, Brahma and Father Shiva, has given you birth. So beautiful thoughts. With these thoughts, we should increase our happiness. And now, together with me, let us do a very beautiful practice. Everyone should practice this. Everyone should do this practice every day. The journey of 5,000 years has come to an end. Have these thoughts. In this journey of 5,000 years, I took many bodies and left also, sometimes in deity plane, sometimes in the houses of the great souls, I took birth. sometimes I took an incarnate in this world to accomplish the great tasks, and the final stage at the end, I have taken birth in Baba's home, in the God's home. The journey of 5,000 years has come to an end. This is a very beautiful thinking journey. I have to play a hero part. I have come to this body. So this body also has a great importance. Now I have to go back to home, have a deep feeling. Brahma Baba had this practice in his final days very beautifully. We could see from his eyes that whatever we are seeing from through these eyes will not go with us. We have to leave this world and go back. There are many, they are thinking that when we don't eat and live only and have a practice of living on juices only, then we will become yogi. No, it is not true. The one who takes proper rest, proper food, becomes yogi. And therefore, on the basis of others' dictates that live only on juices. And you know, this one sister came and she said, I have to gallop in the effort because I have come late. Remember, if you sleep only for 2, 3 or 4 hours, it will create a bad effect on the brain. There should be 5 hours deep sleep every day. Therefore, on the basis of other dictates, if you keep on awaking, you will reach to hospital, not to Baba. And therefore, be sensible and have a balanced life. In the balanced life, you don't have to eat much, you don't have to sleep more, you should have a balanced life. In order to make your subconscious mind peaceful every day, in order to do some spiritual practices, some spiritual effort, you have to do. So you have to do the practice 5 times. You have to do this practice going up above in the supreme abode. Let us go there.
काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
जन्म जन्म की प्यास बुझाने पावन बन कर
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा
संगम युग में परम पिता शिव कहते हैं
तू है एक अविनाशी आत्मा सुन लो मेरी आवाज
संगम युग में परम पिता शिव कहते हैं
तू है एक अविनाशी आत्मा सुन लो मेरी आवाज
सुख शांति और पावनता से भोले भर लो
बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा। चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार। योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा। योगी जीवन
Om Shanti. So go to your home and sit. In order to make your subconscious mind peaceful, it is essential that on silence power, Baba has spoken so many murlis that in order to make your subconscious mind peaceful, it doesn't have connection with the silence of the mouth. So for this, what is essential? To go to the Supreme Abode and sit there. Create the vision of Supreme Abode, golden red rays everywhere there. See, up above in the Supreme Abode, golden rays are there everywhere. I, the soul, very powerful, very bright, not only a point of light, but from me point of light, the very bright light, colorful rays are spreading everywhere. Let us do this practice. I, the soul, in my incorporeal stage, present in incorporeal world, Supreme Abode, complete silence of Supreme Abode is being absorbed by me. Om Shanti. For yoga practice, in order to experience deep silence, in order to make the atmosphere of your home powerful, this practice is very essential and very easy also. Together with me, have these beautiful thoughts, thinking, churning that all of us, Baba's children, have to perform great tasks in coming time. Those who are very good effort makers should have the thought, talk to yourself, O great soul, your great tasks, your great duties are calling you. This is the final time of our final birth, is of performing great tasks. Everyone is living the life in this world. Everything is happening. But what we have to do? We have to do such things that cannot be done anybody else. So prepare yourself for the great task, for the great tasks. And I'm going to give a very great thought to Baba's children for the next 10-12 years. I have to do this thing for this world. This will be my part. Fix for yourself my part of giving to the world. And therefore, don't entangle yourself in small things. It is not a matter of being sensible. Don't wasting your powers in small things. It is not the qualification of a sensible soul. If you have to perform great tasks, then you have to make your stage also great, a stage of bestowing, a stage full of all the treasures. I have to give and give and only give. So if you wish to become like Father, equal to the Father, before taking leave from the world, those who want to give to the whole world before leaving this world, they have to make their stage very powerful, free from many unnecessary things. There is a very beautiful version of Baba which has been spoken, not for everybody, only for great souls. Those versions are spoken by God to some great souls only. And pay attention on this version. Unless you have accomplished duties of being Brahmin, you cannot go back to home. For everyone, Baba says, you have to come back. I have come to take you back. But to the great souls, some great souls have to perform great tasks, and after that only have to go back. They have to free the souls of the world from the sorrow and then go back. I'm going to repeat the same thing. Those who desire to become elevated yogi, they should pay attention that should not waste your time and energy and thoughts on small things, on trivial things. Our birth is great. I am a great soul. I had to perform great duties and then take leave from this world. So two things. You had to make two things firm from today onwards. There should not be any bitterness in relationships. Even if you have to bow down, you have to keep quiet. You have to say yes if you have to accommodate. If you have to forget the past, yes, you get ready for that. Two things. One thing comes in Baba's Murli many a times. Create the stage of being detached observer, unshakable stage. I'm not saying for repetition, but I'm saying even for a single time, even throughout the day. There is no bondage of time in the morning, in the daytime, in the evening. The game of this drama is very beautiful. Every soul in this drama is playing their part beautifully. How the part of this drama of 5,000 years is being played. This play is very beautiful. It cannot be changed. This is beneficial game. And in this drama, in this play, I am a hero actor. Every soul is playing their part. So with this great thinking, see the scenes of the drama and you will experience happiness. The stage of being detached of server is the elevated stage of our spiritual life. Whatever we are going to see in this world, please listen carefully. Whatever world has to see now, even we are going to see, it will not be an easy task. And therefore, these are the Baba's words. Just as Baba sits above and sees this drama being detached observer, similarly we children should also see the drama being in a stage of detached observer. Let us go to the Supreme Abode and see the Baba there. I, the soul, incorporeal, see yourself in the middle of the forehead. I, the Sun of Knowledge, body is as though not existing. I'm completely incorporeal soul. I fly towards my home. See yourself, the soul, flying up above, moving towards the, flying towards the Supreme Abode. I, the soul, have reached in front of Baba. Up above me, almighty authority, and under him, I, the master, almighty authority. All the powers of Baba are being absorbed by me. Shanti. In your homes, houses, all the brothers and sisters, every day in the morning, for 5 minutes, pay the 5 minutes for your home. Everyone has to do this practice. Those who live in centers, they should do for the centers. Those who live in the houses, for their houses. Those who work in the factory, a workshop, wherever you spend your long time, you have to do this practice. What practice? Wherever you are sitting, while sitting, stabilize yourself in a self-respect. I am an ancestral soul. Do this practice now. See yourself, you are sitting in one place of your house. Together with me, stabilize yourself in self-respect. I am an especially loved deity of this house. I am the deity of purity. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am an angel of purity. From my forehead, Very powerful rays are emerging out and are spreading in the entire house. Every day, 3 minutes. If you fix a time and do this practice, then the results will be very beautiful. Everyone has to do this practice in order to increase the sweetness in relationships, to bring harmony in relationships. Everyone has to change themselves. Have a beautiful thought. We wish to change others. We don't have control over them. We don't want to change ourselves where we have the control in our hand. We see others a lot, but not to see ourselves. I'm going to share an event with you, a small event. A Kumar came to be surrendered. He stayed here for 6 months, and when he was going back, I asked what happened. He said, "I saw everything. I saw everyone." I said, "Yes, you did a very beautiful task." I tell him, "You do something bad." He said, "No." I said, "You saw everybody else, everything else, but you haven't seen yourself. You forget to see yourself." And because of having this sanskar of seeing others, the thought that he was having to be surrendered in yajna, he couldn't fulfill that. In today's Moolya also it came that the source of the deity claim, nowhere in the world are the pure souls, as pure souls are there in Baba's family. You see the 50,000 our surrendered sisters. When I see the small sisters leading a pure life, I feel pride that this is great thing for Bharat, that the presence of these deities, these goddesses are going to make Bharat heaven. So in your houses, make such atmosphere, beautiful atmosphere, change the way of your thinking, change the way of speaking, and take a beautiful thing with yourself today. I don't have to make a small thing, a storm, whereas I have to change a big storm to reduce into a small thing. I have to make my home temple. So the more you finish your small things, the more atmosphere the home will become powerful. You can perform the great duties, great tasks. This is the last class, a very beautiful thing I'm going to share with all of you once again. There are many brothers and sisters who come. They say there are these obstacles, obstacles of body, obstacles in the family, obstacles in the business. And so the world is getting entangled in such a spin, such a thing. And therefore, those who have more obstacles in their life, they should do the bhakti, yoga bhakti of 21 days thrice a year. You don't have to ask anybody else. Just fix your time. Accept Amrit Vela. Daytime, evening, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Just fix 1 hour yoga. Before yoga, 2 powerful thoughts. I, the soul, am master almighty authority. I am destroyer of obstacles. Even the center teacher should do this practice in center, then the obstacles of the place will also removed, destroyed, and the obstacles of your own life or family will get destroyed. Many have done and they have received very miraculous results. But pay attention that it should be continuous. There shouldn't be break in 21 days. If there is a break, once again you have to start for 21 days. This Yoga Bhakti, everybody should perform at their home. We are the ones who are going to accomplish the great task of Baba. Today is the day to receive blessings from God. On this day, Baba's vision falls down. Those who are immersed in His love, those who establish a very beautiful connection with Him, they receive Baba's powers, blessings. So take the full benefit of this day you have taken, and we have few more hours. You should not think that we are listening Baba's murli from the video, but there is the presence of Baba here. So you have to connect yourself with Him. Those who are the good practitioners, listen carefully the murli. There are two methods. God is directly speaking to me. With such a good feeling you sit. You don't see who are sitting in front, what are they doing. Just have a thought, God has come to talk to me. Just be immersed in such a stage. And in between do the practice. From up above, the rays of Sun of Knowledge are falling on me. With this practice, the concentration of the mind increases easily. Today, whatever Baba is going to say in His murli, we will follow it immediately. This is a very beautiful time of receiving God's help and helping the world. If you forget something, always have the godly intoxication that the God with His thousand arms is with me. This is not something that you have to repeat, but you should have the intoxication. It should be fixed in your subconscious mind that the Almighty authority with His thousand arms is with me. I don't have any fear, any worry. I surrender every burden to Him and do beautiful practice. In last, I'm reminding you one more thing. Baba's simple verses of very great use. Whenever there are obstacles, say from the heart, my Baba, my companion, come. No request, but with full right, ask Him to come. Come and help me. A very good feeling of having right over Him. So the last line of Baba is, even God is bound to help you. Just think, God is ready to give you help. And we don't know how to take His help. So He is giving, He is promising to help, that we will live together and making this life great. Before leaving this world, we will be of great use. for this world. Once again, let us go to the Supreme Abode.